I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. We have a live secret show coming up on Valentine's Day in San Jose, the Fairmont in San Jose. It's like our fourth time back there. We're very excited about it, and we'd like you to join us. So we have your way in about an hour. Love the first 10 pairs of passes. Over 21, please. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of those kind of events. So thanks to the Fairmont San Jose for hosting us yet again.
If you've never heard the Secret Show, yesterday's show would be a good one to get started with. It was just...
Oh, yeah, ah! It was a great one.
What happened? I missed it.
It just was crazy. Whenever Rudy's on, it's always just a kind of a banana show.
Rudy wasn't the star of yesterday's show.
Sure he was.
No, Sarah was.
What'd she say?
She told a story.
Yeah.
What was the story?
I told a story I've told 10 times before in the past.
I don't remember
what kind of story?
About that DJ guy.
You could tell it 10 more times.
What's yeah, it? It's too good. It's way too good.
The boys are all say it's slower.
it's cool to picture Sarah in her youth, but then it gets so weird. You go, boy, you just didn't ever pump the brakes, did you?
Well, nothing was really happening. I mean,
no, I mean, I get know. It. I just think that
it wasn't like I was in trouble.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll do that.
All right. We've done stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't do it again, but I was like, well, all right. You know, that's what it takes to stay here in your apartment with you, I guess. Anyway. The Secret
Check it
Show.
Out.
The Secret Show crosses many lines we can't cross here on the regular air. So hopefully you can join us for the live one. Those get insane. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. It is 6:11. My God. So I'm going through the stack. Usually puts this huge stack of paper down in front of me every day, and I just start plowing through it.
Right.
And I would say 86% of it was Super Bowl stuff. So I've got a lot of Super Bowl, little factoids. And
it's a big event.
Backstory and all kinds of crap. So it is a big event, and all news heads are turned in that direction this week. So Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. At this point, it seems like they've got all the records, but apparently there is one more record that will be broken if Tom and the Patriots win this weekend, which I realize there's a large portion of this country hoping doesn't happen.
Go Eagles.
If the Patriots win, Brady is going to break an incredible 51-year curse. No quarterback has ever led the league in passing and won the Super Bowl. Which seems...
He led the league in passing this year?
This year, he led the league in passing.
That's
surprising.
He led
the NFL with 4,577 passing yards. And if he wins the Super Bowl, he will break a 51-year stale.
What was that number?
4,577.
Wow.
I know. So... And I don't know if that's just because the top passer hasn't made it into the game, or I don't know what the reason is for that, but in the 51 Super Bowls that have been played, it's not the guy who led the league.
Sometimes it shows an imbalance in the team.
Mm.
You know, like they've got a great passing,
right,
but they don't have a running back, and they might not even have a good... So that's sometimes...
Right. So the other team knows, just cover their passers. Are their receivers.
Right.
The top quarterback has made the Super Bowl five times in history, including Brady in 07, but they've all lost.
Mm.
He lost, that was the Giants that year. And then they have just, you know, what they think are interesting facts about the, and I'll let you guys decide if these are interesting facts or not. Brady is 40. Belichick is 65. They're a combined 105 years old, which will be the oldest age shared by a quarterback coach combination.
Oh, God, really?
Someone did a stat about that. I told you. I said, they said.
Not interesting.
They said, interesting stats about the Super Bowl. Yeah. Okay, so you guys vote. Interesting or not interesting?
Not.
Okay, and I didn't even pick them all because some of them I'm like, totally not
Wait,
interesting.
Wait, that's it?
No, I've got a million of them.
A million.
I bet I've winnowed down to, I don't know, six or seven. The Eagles will wear green jerseys, and the Patriots will wear white jerseys. That's a good sign for New England because teams wearing white are 33-18 in the Super Bowl, and 12 of the past 13 winners have worn white.
I've heard that.
Is that the home team thing? Yeah, you wear white and they get to wear their colors in? Interesting or not interesting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Entering this game, Tom Brady has played in 7 Super Bowls in his career, which is the same number as the entire Eagles roster combined. They've been...
That's just mean. Why you got to count that?
That's interesting. I don't even really understand
that. I'm good with that.
Eagles quarterback Nick Foles only started 3 games in the regular season because he wasn't in the lineup until Carson Wentz got injured. Only 2 quarterbacks have started in a Super Bowl after having fewer regular season starts that season. Doug Williams of the
Redskins.
Yep, in 87.
And they won. I think they beat Denver.
They both won. The other guy, too, Jeff Hostetler.
Hostetler.
The Giants in 1990 both started only 2 games during the regular season and both won the Super Bowl. Interesting or not interesting?
Not for me, Vinny.
I liked it. Okay. Yeah. I remember those players and games. So.
I remember Hostetler because he used to play in the Pro Bowl and they would do the contest things and he would always make it through that.
Where they have to throw it from far away. Right?
Uh-huh. You remember that?
Yeah.
The Patriots have played in 7 Super Bowls under Belichick, and win or lose, they've never once scored in the first quarter. They're 5-2 in those games. They've never put up points in the first quarter in a Super Bowl.
Vinny?
I think that's interesting.
Okay.
Should Nick Foles lead Philadelphia to a victory, he'd become the first quarterback to begin the season as a backup and then lead his team to a Lombardi trophy since Tom Brady did it in 2001.
Well, and get this. So if he were to win and they're now Super Bowl champions, they're still going to put the quarterback that got hurt in the starting position the minute he's okay. Like, Nick Foles is not going to get to keep the job.
Well, but Nick Foles has positioned himself nicely for the rest of his career, no matter what happens with Wentz or whatever the guy's name is. What's his name?
You say.
Okay. Well, look, he can go anywhere he wants. I mean, if you go take a team to the Super Bowl, don't you go, hey, anybody want to start me anywheres? Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that wants to?
Lucky. That's what they do. I'm telling you, they don't not automatically give you credibility. They'll say you had a team around you, and it was a lightning strike. You're not hired.
If the Eagles win, they'll be the 4th team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl after having a losing record the previous season. They were 7-9 last year. The previous 3 were the 81 Niners, the 99 Rams, and the 01 Patriots team, which was the year that Brady took over.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For the first Super Bowl in 1967, a player on the winning team took home a $15,000 bonus, and the losers got $7,500 apiece. This year, the winning team each get a $112,000 bonus, and a player who loses the Super Bowl gets
$56,000.
Oh, pretty good.
56,000. Yes.
Each.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I'm going to take that. What was the year difference?
1967.
The first Super Bowl. Yeah. Because what is this, 52? I also was reading in other debatably interesting facts that they did Roman numerals for the Super Bowls starting with number 5 because they didn't want to name the Super Bowl this, because this is actually Super Bowl 2017 because it's for the 2017 season. Uh-huh. And they thought it would be too confusing because they get played in the next year.
Got it.
So they said, well, we got to number those things. And they thought that the, when I think Super Bowl 5 was the first one they used the V for the Roman numeral. They thought it was classier.
I like it.
Let's class it up.
Well, you like it. But then if you saw the numeral they are using now, you'd be all,
wait,
I don't know
what
the hell that is.
5, 6, 7, 10.
The L-I. No one knows what the L is.
Well, we all know now. L-I-I. It's like Super Bowl lie. Bill Belichick is wearing a hoodie on Sunday.
It's his nickname.
That's what he wears.
They call him the hoodie.
But his girlfriend, who's
what's her name?
Linda Holiday.
She's hot.
She's cute. She's going with a lot more flair. I guess that she went and got a custom Crystal outfit.
Oh, yeah. Crystal.
Yep, it's all bedazzled all over. So she got, it looks like it's a jacket, kind of a, like a fitted, here it is, looks almost like a sports coat for a woman. She hit up someplace called Bella Artistry. They make custom Swarovski crystal fashion items for a ton of athletes and their significant others, and she ordered up some fresh gear. She'll be wearing a special blazer with her boyfriend's last name spelled out across the back. It's actually really cute.
Boy, that's a pitch for a wedding ring if I've ever seen one.
Jesus Christ.
Look how sparkly
it is.
She's got to be like,
I'm your Bella chick.
Oh, my God. No, the answer is no.
They've also got BB on the arm. So it's, you know, little initials on the arm. It's got 3,500 crystals, all hand-placed, one by one. And she also got a little blinged out purse. That's the other one over there.
I think this is embarrassing.
1,200 Swarovski crystals. Bill's boss is a fan of Bella Artistry's work as well. These are the bedazzlers. Robert Kraft is getting a specialized crystallized pair of Nikes customized for him, over 13,000 crystals. These are so funny. They have the Patriots logo kind of on the toe, and then it says RK on the back of the Nikes. It really does look like someone went crazy with a glue gun.
It's too much.
On those.
Way too much.
Interesting, though, right? Some little interesting things that you can look for at the Super Bowl.
Do you really think she's going to wear this?
Yeah.
You do?
She went and got it made. Absolutely.
I know, but once
she puts it on,
don't you think she'll be like, I can't do it. It's
no.
too much.
No.
It's too desperate.
For it.
No. I'm
not,
totally
it's adorable.
Desperate. Oh, my God.
She's his Bella chick.
It's so desperate.
I think it's super cute.
I've got one of the people that massages me is this Croatian guy.
Oh,
and
one of the people.
One of
my army of massagers. Go on.
And he could not stop talking about Bill Belichick because he's of Croatian descent. So all the Croatian people in the Bay Area are just rooting for the Patriots.
Oh, well, my Croatian brothers and sisters, let's march together into victory this weekend.
I mean, half my massage is this guy talking about Bill Belichick.
Oh, like what on earth could he possibly have to say about him?
I don't know. Just
does he know where their family is from? Was he telling you about Croatian towns?
He does, but, you know, first of all, the massage is super painful because this guy is huge. I mean, he is just...
Size matters.
I'm barely able to, like, focus on anything except the pain.
Why do you go?
Yeah, why do you go to get hurt?
It's painful.
Oh, that's weird.
What's he doing
dirty.
To you that hurts so bad?
He just is able to, like, just dig his fingers into, like, my hips and my back and my arms. I'm just like, Anyway,
so
Bill Belichick
so good,
is Croatian, everyone. He's Croatian.
Dig the air out the ball.
Oh, Bryn's back, everyone.
Bryn's back.
6 weeks of paternity leave is over.
About like 3 months. I don't know.
Felt like a year.
I know it did. Someone's saying this will be Tom's eighth Super Bowl. Is this the eighth one? I think, right. He's won five, lost two. This will be his eighth.
If they win, they'll be tied with the greatest team in NFL history.
You say is the Steelers.
That's right. Most Super Bowl wins.
They've won six.
What do you mean they've won? Still say it like that. They won.
Can't believe it.
They won. They've won six.
Well, they were embarrassing this year.
Yeah. Who?
The Steelers.
Your Steelers.
You mean the Niners?
No. The Steelers.
They weren't embarrassing.
Yeah, they were.
They almost got to the end.
Embarrassment.
608 says, and it wraps around my nipple. You've peaked for the day. Uzi won Friday. You won the day, Uzi. Today's your day.
Yeah.
The Steelers was that team that before they even played, who did they play? Before they even played the Jags, they were like, this time we're going to get those Pats. And then the Jags beat them.
Focus on the game you're going to play. This came across my desk yesterday. It's not the first time I've seen this. I'm sure it won't be the last.
It's out there.
It's out there. Radar Online is saying that Will and Jada Pinkett Smith are divorcing, and it's a $270 million. So we looked everywhere, any kind of corroboration, and didn't find it.
Listen, so Gossip Cop goes, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett not getting $270 million divorce, despite report.
It's a safe story.
And then there's
to
another story
run.
That says they are.
If Gossip Cop is disputing it, I mean, come on. It can't be
they're
true.
Amazing. They well, really are.
Everything is not with them. I mean, right. I guess that's
I know.
Job,
it's funny. But. Every single time I look at Gossip Cop, I'm always like, well, here's a bunch of stories I can't do. I don't even like to look at it because I'm like, oh, it's a juicy story. Like, I want to do it. Let's talk about the $270 million divorce bombshell and all the weird stuff that's happening in Will Smith's. Didn't you have a Will Smith story?
Just my cousin had went home with them one time.
The two of them?
Yeah.
And what?
And what? Like they said, hey, make us some food or?
You know, we're Mexican, so yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I don't get it.
Yeah, they threw her in the kitchen. They threw her.
because she's Mexican, so she had to like, come home and clean our house for us.
No, she went to bed with them.
Oh. Wow.
Your cousin did?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a look at her.
Yeah, let's see some pictures
of your
cousin.
Pull up a picture of your cousin.
I don't know if I have
Where
any.
Did she meet them?
At a club.
Is this the woman with the tattoo between her boobs?
No,
that's
a
really
different
young
cousin.
One. Oh. That's a young, dumb
it's a
one.
Flower now,
well, you
though.
Don't think they brought home the oldest one she's got, right?
I do think so.
Really?
Sure. If she looks anything like you said, I can see why, too. Does she look like you?
Not
Is she
exactly.
a cousin on your mom's side or on
my
your
dad's
side?
Let's get a... Come Let's on. You got her.
If you think I'm mouthy, this one's got a mouth on
so
her.
So they liked that. She's got a mouth on her. Yeah. They're like, look at the mouth on her. Let's.
So what were their arrangements? Tell us how that went down.
I don't know anything.
Let's get her on the air.
No.
What?
So they were down. They were
She's
trolling.
A mom now. She's way different now.
So they were trolling for a three-way.
Yeah.
They were out looking for someone to bring home with them.
Mm-hmm. She says that they do that on the regular.
Oh. Has she done it more than once?
No, just one time.
So one and done. They don't go back for side. They don't want to form any attachments.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
I don't
how
know.
Exciting.
Mm.
Wow.
Weird.
What year did this happen?
80s.
Oh, how long have these guys been together?
Maybe early 90s.
Well, 20 years.
Maybe early 90s.
How very
It's trippy. It's such a trippy arrangement. I feel like if I'm going to bone another chick, I don't want my girlfriend around. You know what I mean? Like, that seems, I think we're breaking up.
Once I start
boning other women, I think we're over.
What if your girlfriend was, like, into it and wanted you to, she's like, look, let's go out to a club. Let's find someone to take home and have some fun with.
I don't think I have that.
Whatever
that is, I don't know what it is, but I don't think I have that in me.
I would be like, okay, so we're done?
Yeah.
So we're going to break up then. This is,
because
that
is
to me
is
like
is
the
going.
First step before you know,
I'd
I can't
so
just bone you any. I would too. Like, I know.
Get
it's
off
awful.
Him!
Well, plus, once I start boning some other person, I'm going to like it and like them and be trying my hardest. I don't want to have a bad showing.
Right.
I don't want to have to miss work the next day,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Right, Vinny.
So, I don't know. I just feel like that's a... But who knows? Celebrities are a different breed, aren't they?
They are. They're living a very different life from the rest of us. You know, and some people apparently can handle this kind of thing. They can handle an open relationship. They can handle bringing another... They can handle swinging, bringing other people into the bed. I always think those are like, you know, foreshadowing for the end of the relationship, but that's because they would be for me. I'm just not that evolved. These other people, clearly more evolved
neither.
Than us.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for your early Friday morning trash. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Pro flowers. I mean...
Yes, that is actually coming up.
Groundhog Day.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It actually is Friday. Don't know, Morgan. No. It's Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance to win your way into our live secret show for Valentine's Day. Be listening. We're going to take 10 callers. All have to be over 21. It's all the genuineness of an In-N-Out Burger times two. The In-N-Out Double-Double. Double meat, double cheese, double fresh. Come taste the difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. It's real good.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple things to start off with. It is Groundhog Day,
which is my brother's birthday.
I knew it was somebody in your family's birthday. I was trying to think of that this morning. I'm like,
happy birthday, Nick. It's weird.
Oh, little Nick.
It reminds you. Oh, that's Nick's birthday. Groundhog Day.
It's a good day to have a birthday on because it's not like we do some big alternate celebration, but
sure.
It is connected to something that we'll acknowledge that day.
Good reminder.
Yeah, I'm going to the Alamo Drafthouse to watch Groundhog Day today.
Oh, funny.
It is one
I love that movie.
One of my favorite Thank movies you. Of all time.
It's a great one.
It's a smart move.
Thank you so much. One of my friends organized it.
Shame.
As far as the actual day goes, this is the day when a groundhog comes out of his hole or something, and whether he sees his shadow or not is a tell on the winter.
Right.
Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow this morning,
Great.
So there are six more weeks of winter.
We need them. Let's get some rain going out here.
Up with winter, down with summer.
No, bring on summer, but bring it on after we get some snow and rain.
I love it.
God.
That is something that was in the news this morning as they did a measure yesterday up in Tahoe, and it does seem like we are, in some parts of California, are back in drought.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara,
man, that...
We got the hell beat out of them
this
year.
Yeah, they really
did. Sure
did. I actually was...
Fires...
Mudslides.
Right. And it passes from the news and you forget just how bad they're still digging out from that.
Mm-hmm. You Places know? Are ruined. Like there's so many people who just are like, okay, all my dreams. Poof.
Yeah. Well, and we had that happen right up here in the
Absolutely.
North Bay too.
Just a few months.
We're not
immune. With insurance companies. Mm. There was a story yesterday that was crazy. Thousands and thousands, actually in California, including Santa Barbara.
Of course.
Insurance companies are not helping them very well.
Well, insurance is, at best, difficult. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact, even with my own experiences, one, I have insurance. And I think doctor and I think, can I get by without doing it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you don't want to deal. Yeah. And then when you get your bills, it's so difficult. Wait, do I pay this? Is this a bill? Why didn't they pay this if this isn't a bill? It leaves you having to make those calls where you are like, what the? You have to be, you have
Vigilant.
To be able to interpret
Right.
what all this crap says to know whether or not you're supposed to send a check. And for sure you're like,
Now
well,
just imagine your whole life is burned down and you're trying to
dependent
trying
on them.
To pay for wherever it is you're temporarily living and you know, waiting to rebuild and God, the demand up there is just
waiting
huge.
For the state, PG&E,
right.
Comcast, whoever, cable, like underwire.
Yeah, well, and I'm talking
incredible.
About the $53 that you didn't
sure.
want to like you're all
right.
why isn't this covered? Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Difficult at best. Horrific.
That's why I pay.
Right.
Yeah. Why? What?
It's
Don't even mail me this.
Yeah. Get out of here. It's your thing.
6% of people watch the movie Groundhog Day
I love that
every
movie.
Year to celebrate.
I love that movie. 6%. So
6%. Hooman.
A large amount of people.
Thank you. Well, I wonder what percent of them actually go to the movie theater to watch.
Probably
it.
Not as
Probably
many.
Probably zero.
You know, that just. Speaks volumes about the
today,
royalty
I'm
checks
watch it.
That are.
I'm gonna watch.
I mean,
well, Hooman said he's going to the theater.
Yeah,
to
I'm
see
going
it.
To the theater. Yeah, the Alamo Draft House.
You just pulled a Hooman.
Oh. Is doing
well, I was
a special
talking
screening.
To our shadow person.
Shadow.
My groundhog
we have a shadow
over
person.
There. My groundhog over
the
there.
The shadow person, baby.
Anyway, six more weeks of winter, everyone.
Fun. Yeah, that's good news. Well, hopefully it. I mean, it is just a groundhog in the whim of the sky, but let's hope we get some more rain.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Little Nicky.
Yeah.
Cindy.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it only works. The joke is only good on Jan. It doesn't, loses its power after that. Marsha.
That's you.
Right? Yeah.
That's you, Vinny.
Cindy's fine. She gets all the attention she needs. It just seems to really chap Jan. Anyway, this is a weird one. I mean, the days of bringing new people home for all of us have
long
gone
over.
By.
Right. We can look forward to our people bringing new people home.
You mean your kids?
Yeah.
Right. So the biggest the biggest turnoff when you bring a woman home? What is the biggest
for
turnoff?
For her or for you?
For her. The biggest turnoff when you bring a woman home.
When your
home.
Place is disgusting.
Yeah, stinky, smelly.
So that's...
sloppy.
Easily the most important thing. I think my list of women is 21 long. It's not a lot. I don't have a long history.
That's what you think it is.
21 times that.
Please.
Get out.
Anyway,
here,
go on.
Just because you two get around doesn't mean everybody
that's
does.
That's true.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey!
No slut shaming.
They laugh about that.
I know,
it's
I'm
funny.
Proud
Bryn
of
plays it.
It
and Sarah and Yuza just laugh.
But one of the things I did used to think was important is change your sheets, for crying out loud.
If you think you might bring someone home, let's
put
get
some
a fresh
sheet
on
right.
there.
It just makes sense.
Well, if you change them weekly, you're going to be all set anyway. I mean, if it's unless you've brought three girls
know.
Home
yeah.
that week.
Which is fine, too.
Or it's the sixth day.
Which is fine, too?
Hey,
what are you
doing? Slut.
Anyway. New sheets, though, not the biggest turn, or old sheets, not
the
biggest
turnoff.
According to a new survey, when you invite a woman over to your place, the biggest turnoff for her is you stealing your neighbor's internet.
What?
Oh.
How
would she know?
How in the hell did that? Well, I guess, who knows?
All the cords.
I guess because you are somehow taking it through a password or, I don't know. 88% of women say that's the biggest red flag of all is stealing your neighbor's internet.
But if you walk in and they don't have it pass protected and you just get to log on to it and it's, why would you pay for it? I don't understand. That wouldn't buy, I'd be like, oh, good on you.
That's a turn off for chicks is if you borrow your neighbor's internet.
Dude,
do you
just
that?
Borrow.
You mean steal?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I said to one of my neighbors, hey, when you're not on your internet, can I have your password? And, you know, I'll just text you and let you know I'm going to jump on. And they're like, yeah.
Well, you could both be on it. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know.
There's
if he's
no
doing video conference calls and he needs all the bandwidth or whatever, I barely use it as it is. Maybe like once a month.
What?
I don't think that's a, I don't like
Listen,
that.
You're not stealing that internet. You asked him if you could use it.
Yeah,
that's
different.
That's not the same thing at all. I don't know. I mean, we are not new, so young people have their own ideas about things. Maybe this is a big... It says it's the biggest red flag of all.
But you can turn your phone into a hotspot and jump on the internet, too.
Yeah, I don't understand why that would be...
The second biggest turnoff.
Anyway? I don't understand.
Which I can see
you're
this.
You're stealing the internet. I gotta go.
The second biggest turnoff is having a roommate.
Oh, but everybody has that at some point in their life.
And then, down the list, are dirty bathroom, unclean sheets,
disgusting.
And... a messy yard.
Yard? Who has a yard?
I don't know.
Would you be turned off if you came over my house
in the
and,
city.
And my yard was messy? Like if I had a washer and dryer out there, moldering
What's this
away.
Outside space.
The skeleton of a car and
times
a Mary in a bathtub.
A tombstone. Coffin half dug up.
Right. Little trench dug across the valley.
Scarecrow.
How is it a mess? I don't know. Beer bottles.
Cobweb.
Sounds like Halloween.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Story. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. We've just described the front yard junkyard.
No, I gotcha. I just kept going.
Rocking
chair.
You
poor thing. How do you ever get a word in edgewise on this show?
Old broom. Shopping cart.
Shopping cart. Oh.
He's done.
Okay.
If we were done. You know, you could have just kept going.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed.
Give us enough rope to hang ourselves.
Haystack.
Everyone be quiet if anyone wants to talk.
Here are a couple random facts about the Super Bowl.
All right. We get to vote these interesting or not interesting?
No.
Oh.
This is the 10th time for the Pats that they've made it to the Super Bowl and the 3rd time for the Eagles. The Pats have 5. The Eagles are one of 13 teams that have never won.
Oh,
it's too bad.
It is too bad.
The average price for a ticket this year is about $5,700.
Oh, in Minnesota.
The highest confirmed price anyone's ever paid for one
was just short of $28,000, and that was 2 years ago.
Who was playing?
2 years ago?
SF?
No.
How long ago was...
What was last year? That was SF. What was last year?
Last year, the year before, time escapes me. I can't remember who they played anymore.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It was SF. Panthers and the Broncos, yeah. 2016.
Oh, right.
Huh. 28% of us plan to attend a Super Bowl party this year.
I'm having one.
The size of the average party is 17. You know what's funny? I went to go get butter and a tomato last night and realized as I was going through the grocery store, I better get some chips and some dip right now because that is going to...
Because you're having a party.
Well, we're not having a huge party.
Who are you going to that?
It is going to go...
Those supplies go away.
Coming. They do. The place gets cleaned out. Good for you.
It's funny that I went, oh yeah, that's this weekend.
I need to correct myself.
You need butter and a tomato, huh?
Yeah.
What are you making? Sounds delicious.
Well, what are you making? You and your
butter. Butter and tomato.
Now, the butter was for this morning.
Toast?
Yeah, and the tomato was for burgers. What do you need to correct, Hooman?
So 2 years ago is actually 3 years ago because they, you know, count the Super Bowl 2017 as 2018. So 2015 was the Patriots and the Seahawks.
Oh, that was a big one,
that
too.
That was a crazy game. That's the one with that, like, crazy last-minute interception on the goal line.
They got one of the best running backs, and they don't hand it to him. They throw the ball, and it's an interception, and the other team wins.
The other team was the Pats.
Right.
In case you were wondering who won that one. It's amazing how, like, you know everything about what's happening at the Super Bowl, and then I swear to God, 2 months later, you could be like, who played in the Super Bowl? I'd be like, ah. I think it was the Pats, right? Don't know, and I don't know who won.
Big weekend for beer.
Oh, yeah.
As we buy 52 million cases of beer on Super Bowl Sunday alone. 52 million cases of beer.
We like
that beer.
So that
was your... I mean, he's now a Mercedes guy. Mm-hmm. God, that building's almost done, too, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks killer. It looks so good.
It's like $20 million.
Oh,
really?
That property. Mm-hmm.
What's funny is it's very similarly designed to the way it was before. All they did was glass the side that faces the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. I mean, the signage looks good, though, and everything.
I think it's
and
the last Mercedes complex in the Bay Area to be done because they redid the SF one, Stevens Creek, the Oakland one.
The SF one's really nice. We've been in there a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Well, the new one looks great.
Wonderful. I hope he sells more cars. He sold one yesterday. Good job,
buddy. Johnny V. Well, I'm sure they'll put him in the window. It's all glassed in. He's supermodel. Good
they
looks.
Should put home of Johnny V. Yeah. I mean, those, you know, in those used car lot letters. Pink with a white outline. And
I feel like he's the hardest working one there.
I feel like
he is, too.
Oh,
my God.
So much.
Trust me. The manager
And he's the most honest one, everyone.
He's not going to screw anybody over.
What is that? Card salesman, don't get them. I don't know what that's... I was going to say is...
that was awkward.
Yeah.
Was it? It's totally fine.
Bad show on the
The other ones are all a bunch of liars.
No, I'm not saying that. He'll tell you what's up. Like, hey, is this, this, that? He's not going to give you many...
Right,
he's not
running you around. Right. It's a Mercedes guy.
I can say all that. Listen, this is all good to say, baby.
Move on to the next thing, Ben.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 650 says, wasn't Colin Kaepernick a backup who took the 49ers to a Super Bowl? And he doesn't have a job right now. He's not the best example, but
no,
he'd had some other things going on.
That's not why he doesn't have a job right now.
But there are other guys, for sure, who find themselves doing well by accident, and then they don't get... Right now, the guy who took the Vikings through almost there, they're already talking about replacing that dude. Like, they're going, oh, that Kirk Cousins is going to be available. The Vikings might want him. And I'm like, the guy who helped them get
to had a great season.
He's just about to...
Well, he didn't get it done.
I guess.
They got their asses beat.
Let's see here. I love when Rudy's on The Secret Show.
Yeah, Rudy's funny. It's weird how we are set up, and I know we keep going back to this, but we're all basically in our own studio. Like, it's no one can see anybody else on The Secret Show anymore. We're secret from each other.
I loved that moment where he starts naming off. Can I say this?
No.
Am I going to get cone?
Yes, you are.
No, no cone.
No well, cone?
He's not
no
here. Cone, right?
Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, he's
what's coming
no
up in the trash, Sarah? No, I don't
I
want to.
It.
Oh, yeah,
no,
easy
forget it.
Oh, you go back and listen to it.
Say it.
Well, no, because what if he has to, you know, what if it's bad?
Oh, it's not
on
bad.
On me.
Vinny,
I mean, he already tortured
it.
Me.
I don't want to. What's coming up in the trash,
oh,
Sarah?
Oh, man.
Look, what are you going to do? Listen, it's Friday, people. Let's just have fun. Hey, we've got tickets into our live secret show right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.